Hey guys, today I wanted to talk about how things shift. By this I mean things can quickly change, either in a physical sense, like, you know, tangible, right in front of you, things change, or inside of your mind, things can change as well. The reason I wanted to talk about this is because last week I did an honest life update. I spoke about how I've been feeling high anxiety lately, how I've been in low moods, feeling confused and unsure of myself. And it's weird that all of those things are true. And the people in my life who know me came up to me and spoke to me after seeing that. And it was hard to explain. And I basically said to them, like, you know, listen to the podcast, you'll understand. But also, in general, I'm okay. Like, as much as I can be okay, I am okay. And the thing is, if you ask me at different days, at different times of the day, how I'm feeling, I'll have a different answer. And this is important to know, because all of us think at some points that our situations or our moods, how we're feeling, what we're going through, will last forever, or that it's something so awful, so painful, that we must be doomed to suffer it forever, or at least suffer the consequences in some way or another. But the thing is, that's not true. The only thing that is inevitable is change. And that's why I wanted to talk about the shift. For me, like I say, within one day, within one week, my mood can shift. And that's important for you to know, because all of us will have shifts in our mood. Certain people will be more prone to it, certain people will be more aware of it, but all of us have shifts in our mood. Even if our circumstances stay exactly the same throughout the week, we can have a different view of it, different feelings about it. So they're two different things. Firstly, let me say that the different view of it. So this is your perspective of your circumstances. So for me, like I said, I'm unemployed right now. I'm unsure about this new thing that I'm doing that started this October. I'm still not ready to share what it is yet. And I've been writing a new book that I was unsure about for a while. And so, uncertain circumstances, a lot of anxiety, a lot of low moods. And my perspective of that situation can one day be, this is awful, I've doomed my life, I'm never going to be happy, I'm never going to be successful, I'm doomed to failure, basically. That can be my perspective on one day. And then if you ask me on another day, or another hour of the same day, I could have a completely different perspective. A shift could happen. And that could cause me to think, you know what, right now, yes, I'm unemployed, but I have a lot of time to write right now. And therefore, I'm getting so much of my novel done. It's really progressing well. I'm really happy with it. My creativity is high. At least I've got a blog that I can do each week, a podcast that I could do each week. I'm really lucky to have readers that are reading it. I'm lucky that even though I'm unemployed, I'm not homeless. I've got people who are supporting me financially and, you know, emotionally. I'm really lucky to have that love and that support. That is a shift in perspective, right? All of us will go through times where our circumstances remain exactly the same, and yet our feelings towards it, our perspective of it, how we see our circumstances can shift. And the point that I'm making here is that it will shift. So if you're somebody right now who is in uncertain circumstances, in a bad way, feeling a lot of pain, then I promise you that there will be days when you see only darkness, but there will be days where you see the light too. The next thing for me to point out is mood, like I say. So you can have a shift in your mood. One day you can feel absolutely low. You can feel like the whole world is sitting on your shoulders. You can't breathe. You can't get out of bed. You don't see the point of getting out of bed. You can feel like the lowest of the low. And trust me, I've been there. I felt kind of that way this morning as well. And I kind of wanted to write off the day and be like, nope, don't want to do it. But A shift happened, and my mood changed. And of course, sometimes we have to force a shift, which I'll come to later, but other times a shift will happen by itself. Either you'll just start to see things differently and therefore your mood will shift with it, or something could happen that shifts your perspective, which also shifts your mood with it, or you could just generally have a different feeling about it. And that's the thing with emotions. They're very complex. There's a lot of things that influence how we feel, what we're going through. And some of us can sit in emotions for longer than we need to. Some of us can be so unaware of the emotions that we're feeling and why we're feeling them, and therefore they become worse. But that's why I always talk about emotional intelligence, emotional awareness. If you have an awareness of it, you might be able to, like I say, force a shift, or at least interpret it, try and understand what it's happening for and what you could do about it, right? So for me, there was a few things that I needed to do today that I didn't really want to do. And so naturally, you put it off, you procrastinate, right? But as somebody said in a video that I watched this morning, it is in doing that we change how we feel, right? So if you're scared about doing something, you have to do it in order for that fear to go away. That is the only way. And it's horrible, it's a bit unfair, but it's the truth and it's the only thing that can happen. So now I've done the things that I needed to do, and boom, I'm feeling a lot better. It's as simple as that. That was a way for me to change how I feel, to have that shift in how I feel. So like I say, you can force a shift. And I think that more of us need to know how to shift our mood, to shift our perspective, to shift our circumstances. So if you need a shift in your perspective, then my favourite tool is to journal. That's purely because I'm introverted and I like writing, I'm a writer, so my journal is natural for me to go to. I understand that not everybody likes to journal, so you'll have to find what works for you. But it's basically any way that you can take a problem, or you know, a thought that you've had, that you're having, a mindset that you have about a situation, that you can put it down on paper, or, you know, talk it out with a friend or whatever you want to do, and then go through it logically, step by step, break it down, right? What is happening and what am I feeling about it? You know, so for me, like I say, my perspective is I'm in an uncertain situation right now. My perspective is a bit bleak. So I could write down that I feel like I'm so unsure, that I'm never going to get anywhere, it's never going to be good, whatever. And then I can start to break it down. Is it true? Do I have any evidence to prove that it's true or prove that it's false? Is there some sort of thing that I can think about instead? Is there something that I can do instead, right? So it depends on the circumstances, but you can force a shift in your mood, a shift in your circumstances, a shift in your perspective by going onto that page and laying it out, breaking it down, and really getting to the root of the problem and fixing it, really. Fixing it in your mind, if not necessarily fixing it in your circumstances. So the next thing is your mood. I truly believe that the journaling thing will help with your mood as well. I feel like your perspective on your situation affects your mood about the situation, how you feel about it. But you could also shift your mood by doing something. So for me, like I say, if I'd allowed myself to stay in bed today, to procrastinate what I needed to do and just say, oh, I'll do it next week, then that would have been very easy for me to do. Obviously, I could have made that choice. And if I had done, I can almost guarantee that I would be moody all day, feel low all day, be sad all day, probably feel anxious as well, and I'd probably not be in the best of moods for the day that is my boyfriend's birthday. So, but my boyfriend's birthday today, so happy birthday, Patrick. I don't want to be in that mood for him. He deserves to have me at my best because, you know, he's always there for me. I can be there for him on one day of the year, I'm sure. So I knew that I needed to do something. So in order for me to shift my mood, I had to get up, get dressed. I had to decide that I'm going to do the things on my to-do list that I didn't necessarily want to do. I had to do something productive. I had to go for a walk rather than stay in the house, you know. I had to do my hair and wear some nice clothes in order to feel a little bit better about myself. You can force a shift in your mood by actively doing the things that you know will make you feel good, or the things that will take the anxiety and the fear away because you've got rid of the problem that was right in front of you. And the last one was to literally shift your circumstances. So of course it depends on who you are, what you're facing, but if there is a way for you to actually change what's in your life right now, to make an active change that will change your circumstances and change how you feel, then you really should do it. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but like I say, the only way to get rid of a fear or to get rid of a problem is to face it, is to do it. So if you are able to do even one thing, even one little thing towards fixing the problem or the situation that you're in, then you should make the active effort to get it done. Get the help or the resources that you need to get it done. You know, make a plan if that helps you to lay it out logically, but then obviously you do have to take the steps, take the action towards that plan. So for me, like I say, I'm in an uncertain situation right now. all I can do is apply for jobs. All I can do is make sure that I'm open to opportunities in front of me, to keep writing and keep doing what I need to do towards my bigger goals, my bigger dream, and to continue to have a positive outlook, really. There's the only things that I can do right now, and that's fine. But as long as I keep doing those things, then one day I will shift my circumstances, and I'll also shift my perspective and my mood, because I'll know that I'm taking steps towards that change in circumstances, rather than feeling like I'm at the mercy of the universe and that I'm just letting things happen by themselves. I'm taking the wheel, I am taking action, and that will help me to feel more in control and a little less slow. So I hope that this helped you today. I just wanted to talk about the shift, because so many of us, like I said at the beginning, feel like whatever we're feeling, whatever way we're looking at life, whatever circumstances we're in, will last forever. And that we are so unlucky, we are doomed, we're being punished or whatever else. And I know that there's certain people in my life who I'm close to right now are going through tough times as well, feeling like they're running up a hill and getting nowhere, that things that should have worked out, things that seemed like a done deal, have not worked out. Like for me, there was a job at a bookstore that I really wanted, and I've been waiting for them to have vacancies for Christmas, basically, and for some reason I knew that if I wanted that job, I would get it. And I know that sounds a bit arrogant, but it's been like, I'm a writer, I write books, I'm a reader, I read books. It's like perfect, right, for me to go work at a bookstore. So to be rejected from it felt like a kick in the face, you know. And someone I know is a athletic person, and they went for a job at an activewear company, and again, it seemed like a done deal, it seemed perfect, but then that didn't work out for them either. And it feels like you're being punished, that things are just completely against you for no reason. But the shift does happen. Either your literal circumstances will one day change, because change is inevitable, or your mood about what you're going through will change, or your perspective about what you're going through will change. It will change. The shift will happen, and it will keep happening. I'm not promising that, you know, the bad situation that you're in will shift and then you'll suddenly be in a great mood, a great circumstances, and things will never feel bad again. Of course they will. The shift will go back to bad, and it will go back to good, and it'll go back to bad, and it'll go back to good. And sadly, that's just the truth of life. That's the truth of our minds as humans. It's the truth of our emotions as humans. It's the truth of life as humans. Things are bad, things are good. Things are good with a little bit of bad. Things are bad with a little bit of good. That's the yin and yang of it. That's the balance of this world. And there's nothing we can do about it. But the one thing that we can trust is that everything is temporary. Change is inevitable. And so whatever you're feeling right now, if it's a good thing, then know that you should savour it, because it won't last forever. And if it's a bad thing, then know that it won't last forever and something good is on the way. A new mood, a new circumstance, or a new perspective. So take care, guys. I wish you all the best, and I'll speak to you next week.